And tonight, the Pittsfield High Generals are indeed running down a dream. Good afternoon from Lowell, Massachusetts, the Songus Center. It's Bob Heck here with you as we get to the state championship game. The Pittsfield Generals girls taking on the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders. And PHS comes into this game at 20-5. Their run through the tournament included Tantasqua in the round of 32, a 67-31 victory there. Tewksbury, a 48-22 victory. And then a pair of 30-point wins over North Reading and Opponequit. Bishop Fenwick comes in at 19-5. They have a similar path to the tournament. They beat Wilmington, Linfield, Pentucket, and Medway. Medway, their closest game. They won that one 55-38. They needed a fourth-quarter push to get through that one. For the Generals, Harrelyn Castillo, a 1,000-point scorer for the Pittsfield Generals this year. And Celia Nielsen, 1,000-point scorer for Bishop Fenwick. She comes into this one averaging 16.7 points per game, and she was the league offensive MVP for offensive player of the year for that league. Now, PHS, we've talked all year about how they can be kind of Jekyll and Hyde, where they can just pile up points 1 minute and then just go stone cold, most notably in that South Hadley game where they had a 17-point lead in the Western Mass Championship game and then just couldn't get it together offensively in the second half or defensively. South Hadley came back to win that. And that was sort of the springboard into the playoffs for Pittsfield High School. And we all figured they were going to come out strong against Tantasqua. And they didn't. They really didn't. They were trailing 13-6 at the end of the first quarter of that game against Tantasqua. And Christy Conyers absolutely lit up her team on the sideline, saying she was going to, if they weren't going to play defense, she was going to pull people out of the crowd to play defense. Ever since, Pittsfield has outscored opponents 236-112. Ever since that speech, Pittsfield, they went on a 28-0 run in the second quarter. They took the lead at the 6-minute, 19-second mark of the second quarter, and they did not have not trailed a second in this tournament since. Bishop Fenwick, very similar style to Pittsfield. They like to get points out of transition off of turnovers. They want to keep the score low. They're not interested in participating in a track meet here today. So they want to keep the score low. They want to play defense. Bishop Fenwick has only allowed 40 or more points all season 9 times. In those games, they are 5-4. Bishop Fenwick has allowed 50-plus points from an opponent 3 times this year. In those 3 games, Bishop Fenwick is 0-3. So you have to figure 50 points. If Pittsfield could get to 50 points today, they're going to be feeling pretty good about it. And throughout the tournament, they got 67, 48, 76, 56. So they're a team that's built to put up points if the defense is working, but Bishop Fenwick plays really solid defense as well. Hey, let's step back a few minutes. The game right before us here at the Songus Arena in Lowell, Hoosick Valley, they are the D5 boys state champions. They beat Holbrook 91-76, sort of a Cinderella run throughout this tournament, of course, beating Drury. The Drury girls did lose in the opener today, so they lost their state final. But Berkshire County has one state champion, and that is the Hoosick Valley Hurricane boys. They beat Holbrook 91-76. So we're a few minutes away from tip. Hey, want to thank the sponsors who helped us to get out here today. Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud supporter of Pittsfield Public School Athletics. Greylock Federal, with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.com. Want to thank the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship, and they look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand-new Wacona Park. And the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been here helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. So we expect to send things down to the floor in just a couple of minutes for introductions. As far as injuries go, Jalen Rodriguez, who sometimes gets time in the center spot, is out again today. She's again on street clothes at the baseline right now, watching the girls warm up. I personally had some concerns about Maddie Stetz, who favored that reconstructed right knee a couple of times in that game against Aponequit. But she's no worse for wear. She's ready to go, and nothing to worry about there. So Pittsfield certainly lacking in depth compared to Bishop Fenwick. They have several that'll play. Pittsfield girls run a rotation of six with Rodriguez out. So we'll see Asia Smith-Moody come off the bench for Pittsfield, and that'll pretty much be their rotation, the five starters, Ellery, Conyer, Stetz, Castillo, and Summers. And then, again, Asia Smith-Moody we will see in coming off the bench. All right, we're going to send things down to the floor. It is time for introductions and the anthem. We're just about to kick things off here with the Division III state championship game on the girls' side. It's the Pittsfield Generals and Bishop Fenwick.
Yeah.
we're just about set to get this D3 state championship game underway. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Pittsfield in their road purples with the black numbers. Bishop Feehan comes in all white with gold trim, gold numbers and letters. They'll be going from left to right to start the game. Pittsfield will be going from right to left. Just about set to tip this thing off. Caitlin Boyle says she's about 6 foot, and she is towering over Castillo. And unsurprisingly, Fenwick wins the opening tip. They'll start off with the basketball. Swung along the perimeter again. This is a team that wants to get their points in transition. Into Boyle. Puts it up, no good. Battle for the rebound. It gets knocked out of bounds and we Pittsfield basketball. Without question, Bishop Fenwick has the size advantage over the Generals. And now they're going to get a taste of their own medicine, but Conyers moves in, kicks into the corner. Stets is going to fire. They're going to call a charge. So that'll be the first on Caprice Conyers. She had no problem getting through that full-court pressure, which we didn't really expect her to have too much trouble with. One of the most talented ball handlers in the state, particularly at this level, that we've seen in a long time as she got through there. But Fenwick across midcourt, having to set up that midcourt, half-court offense. Now Boyle's going to drive inside. She's going to put it high off the glass, and she's going to miss. Conyers pulls down the rebound, gets it up to Ellerby. A little too strong, and Ellerby loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to Bishop Fenwick. 47 seconds into this game, no score. Fenwick with the basketball. They'll have to go the length of the court. They'll face pressure. Celia Nielsen, the primary point guard, and she throws it away. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball. They'll have to go the length of the court. Gets it into Summers. Summers gets across midcourt. Kicks into the corner for Stets. Stets didn't get a good handle on it, but now kicks back, top of the key for three. Off the back iron and in, no good. Stets missed the follow-up. Fenwick's got the basketball. Reese Spurchies. Worked along the perimeter, trying to get some penetration inside. They just can't. They go into Boyle in the post. Boyle puts it up and in. Caitlin Boyle is going to be a problem in the paint for Bishop Fenwick. Pittsfield the other way. Conyers fakes left, goes right, kicks into the corner. Summers turns, throws it through Maddie Stets. It's going to go out of bounds. 6:13 to go here in the first quarter. Bishop Fenwick with a 2-0 lead. Nielsen throws a long pass up there. And Brittany Trikuski puts it in. She got way past the defense. All right, Pittsfield trying to stop the bleeding. They trail 4-0. Summers, turnaround jumper. That comes up short. Stets can't save it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Crusader basketball. These two defensive-minded teams, neither has a turnover yet. That ball's knocked away. It's going to get knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Fenwick basketball. Summers, who made the play, sort of went knee-to-knee with her. And again, Summers is going to have to come out of the game. So we'll keep an eye on her. Asia Smith-Moody steps onto the court. She's been terrific off the bench this year for the Generals, averaging 6.5 points. Now they're going to rely on her to play defense. Kicked into the up the middle, pass, trying to get it into Boyle. No good. Here comes Pittsfield the other way. Castillo kicks to Smith Moody. Now back to Castillo. Castillo had some room in the paint if she wanted it. Back to Stets. Now they're going to start over again. Conyers. She goes into the paint. Kicks back to Stets. Stets gets hit by Boyle. Sorry, that's Celia Nielsen. She'll go to the free throw line. Sorry, they called that on Figuski. So they'll send Stets to the free throw line. In and out on the first. 4-0 Fenwick with the lead. 5:11 to go here in the first quarter. Just underway at the Songus Center here in Lowell, Massachusetts. Stets makes the second. Pittsfield on the board. Slowly getting across midcourt. Just gets there in time. Nielsen. Worked around the perimeter. Finally, taken right back. 18 on the shot clock. Nielsen tries to bully her way to the basket. Travels. Now we expected this to be a low-scoring slop fest, and that's what we're getting so far. Conyers. Ellerby. Stats. Has it knocked away, but gets it back. Conyers. Fires the three ball off the back iron, no good. Fenwick comes away with the rebound. Up to Spurchus. Nielsen, top of the key. Looking to go somewhere with it. Wide open underneath and in. Brittany Figuski. She's got four in the ball game. Conyers has it rejected. Boyle is a menace in the paint for this Fenwick team. Kiana Summer coming back into the game, so must have just been a stinger that she needed a couple of minutes for. She's going to replace Maddie Stets. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Back to Conyers. Now kicked into the corner. Summers drives, puts up the jumper. That's no good. Pittsfield has had open looks. They got to take advantage of them. Boyle tries to drive it in the paint. Has it taken away. Summers to Ellerby. Now Smith Moody. Now Conyers. Conyers resets just at the logo. Now tries to drive. Kick back out. Smith Moody's going to fire the three. That's off the rim and no good. Boyle pulls down the rebound. You're not going to get a lot of second and third chance opportunities against this team. Jumper in the paint for Fenwick. That's no good. Smith Moody slows things down, waits for the rest of her team to come. She's going to fire a corner three, and it's no good. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-1, Fenwick with the lead. Nielsen. Now Boyle well away from the basket along the pro. That's where you want her. Give and go with Jenkins. And that's taken away. Pittsfield starting to generate some turnovers. Castillo was going to drive, now pulls back. Ellerby, Summers, top of the key. Asia Smith-Moody fires. That's no good. Ellerby able to pull down the rebounds. So a fresh. Well, that didn't hit the rim, so there's 10 on the shot clock. Spins. Summers fires. No good. Battles goes for her own rebound. That one didn't hit the rim either, so it would have been a shot clock violation. But here come the Crusaders. Smirchus loses the basketball. Another turnover generated by Pittsfield. Here come the Generals. Conyers. Castillo travels. Pittsfield. So it'll be Crusader basketball underneath their own bucket. Pittsfield has generated turnovers on a few straight possessions. Just can't capitalize on them. Nielsen works inside, tries to go to Boyle. Boyle puts it up, no good. Battle for the rebound. She gets it again, turns, fires off the glass and in. If Boyle establishes herself in the post, there's really not much this Pittsfield team can do. 8-1, Crusaders with the lead. Stets kicked out. Three, yes! Carolyn Castillo, first points from the field for the Generals. And now it's 8-4. Boyle across midcourt. Trying to get around Smith Moody. Worked inside. Good pass. Up and in. She'll go to the free throw line. Abby Jenkins with a shot at a three-point play. Kiana Summers picks up the foul. Free throw is good. And it's 11-4. Fenwick spins to the paint. Summers goes for the bucket. Comes up short. Boyle pulls down the rebound for the Crusaders. It's up to Jenkins. Jenkins has the pass. Knocked away. And a hard foul by Celia Nielsen. So that'll be her first. And it's Summers who's down on the baseline. Very slow to get up. She got hit pretty hard. And they'll attend to her on the baseline. This is the second time she's been hit hard in this game. They pull her to her feet. And Summers coming back to the bench. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball. They trail 11-4. Conyers comes back into the game for Summers, who goes back to the bench again with another injury. Conyers gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the free throw line. That's going to be on Boyle, I believe. I think that might be your best strategy against a run right at her and have her pick up fouls. So to send Conyers to the free throw line, looking for her first points of the game. She averages 16.3. Makes the first, no problem. In and out, no good. Pittsfield 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Fenwick gets the rebound. Nielsen. Swung along the perimeter, thought about the shot, now pulls it back. Boyle back in the paint, throws a deep pass to the corner. Now Boyle back in the post. Turns, fires, no. Goes out of bounds. They're going to keep it with the Crusaders. 26.1 to go here in the first quarter. That will shut the shot clock off. Worked in. Boyle, baseline. Gets stripped. Gets her own rebound and puts it home. Sorry, that was Nielsen, who has 5 in this game. Castillo, Stets from the free throw line, in and out, no good. And a defensive rebound for Nielsen. Fires the three at the buzzer. I don't know if it would have counted. Comes up well short. At the end of the first quarter, 13-5. Bishop Fenwick with the lead. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up here on PCTV Sports, or on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Streets are for all. People who ride bikes should be visible and predictable, riding with the traffic, obeying the rules of the road, and using caution at intersections. People who are driving should be alert to the presence of cyclists, giving them room when they pass them, and knowing there are times they may be riding in the flow of the traffic. Berkshire Streets are for all. Brought to you by the Berkshire Bike Path Council, Mass Bikes, and City.
Thirteen to five, heading into the second quarter. Our broadcast today, powered by Greylock Federal Credit Union. Celia Nelson with 2 points. Boyle with four. Paguski with four, and three for Abby Jenkins. Harold and Castillo with a three-pointer. That was the only points from the floor for the Generals in the first quarter. Stetson Conyers each had a free throw. Fenwick goes to the bench here early in the second quarter. Some of the starters come off. Here's a chance for Pittsfield to get back into it. Conyers in the paint. They just can't get shots to fall. Up to Boyle. Boyle tries to go baseline. Gets shut down. Now into the paint. Now kick back out to Boyle. Drives right to the bucket. Puts it down. Nielsen starting to do some damage. And a foul. Burchice called for her first foul. Non-shooting. It'll be Pittsfield underneath their own bucket. It's 15-5, just underway here in the second quarter. Kiana Summers checking back into the game. She'll inbound the ball. She's been knocked down hard twice, went to the bench twice with injuries, but she's come back both times. Conyers goes to the bucket, gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Tysha Castillo picks up her first foul. Conyers misses the first. Hate to say it, but we've seen this movie before where Pittsfield just can't do anything. That one doesn't go down either. Boyle pulls down the rebound. Pittsfield now 2 for 6 from the free throw line. Nielsen. Castillo travels. So the ball goes back to Pittsfield. Desperate for some points. Conyers drives into the paint, now kicks over to Smith Moody. Got away with the travel there, I think. Castillo drives into the paint, puts it up. Back iron, no good. Gets her own rebound. They just can't get these shots to fall. They've had looks. Spins into the paint. Conyers up. No, that's off the back iron. And it's going to be Fenwick basketball. I believe we're going to foul on I hope that's not on Conyers. That'll be on Stets. Certainly don't want Conyers to pick up her second foul at this point. Pittsfield has had their opportunities. They just have not been able to put the ball in the basket. Spurchise has it, turns it over. Here comes Stets. Stets has her pass blocked and intercepted. Fenwick coming back the other way. Nielsen to Castillo, back to Nielsen, into the paint for an open look, but Kylie Pigeon couldn't keep the handle on it. Ball Bree J. Ellerby comes back onto the floor, so it's the original starting five for the Generals. Sorry, no. Asia Smith Moody still out there, and she couldn't handle that pass. Fenwick gets Abby Jenkins back into the game. Ooh, dangerous pass there, but Fenwick able to come away with it. Nielsen spins in the paint. In down low to Boyle, no good. Here come the Generals the other way. Summers. And a foul. Going hard to the basket. That's going to be second on Nielsen. And that's going to send Asia Smith Moody to the free throw line for a pair. Makes the first. Second one goes up, off the front iron, no good. Fenwick pulls down the rebound, able to beat the pressure. Castillo. Tayshia Castillo for Fenwick, I should say. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, good defense by Smith Moody. It'll be Pittsfield basketball right about at midcourt. 5:40 to go here in the second quarter, 15-6. Bishop Fenwick with the lead. Conyers gets fouled on her way to the basket. That'll be on Castillo. Her second foul. Now, this is where the free throw shooting is important, because it's going to be free throws the rest of the way for Pittsfield. Boyle's going to have to come out because she got hit in the side of the face and has a little bit of blood there. So Conyers to the free throw line. She's one of four so far. Makes the first. She needs to settle in. Makes the second. 15-8. Pittsfield starting to settle in. Castillo nearly picked up a turnover. It gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Fenwick. To Figuski. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Figuski again has the basketball. That's nearly intercepted. But Spurchise gets it off to Nielsen. Nielsen goes behind the back. Inside to Pigeon. Pigeon's got nowhere to go with the 10 on the shot clock. Baseline jumper is up and in. Spurchise. It's the first points for Fenwick here in the second quarter. Conyers kicks to Asia Smith Moody. Pittsfield has had turnovers, haven't been able to generate fast break points off of them. Off the glass, that's no good. Spurchise has it taken away. Here come the Generals again. Another turnover forced by Pittsfield. Can they capitalize? No, they cannot. They turn it over themselves. Smith Moody knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Fenwick basketball. When the Crusaders do turn the ball over, they get back quickly on defense to prevent those fast break points. Asia Smith-Moody having a conversation with the official. Now it looks like she's going to have to come out of the game for a moment. She may have had a little blood as well. Maddie Stetz is going to check in. I think it's a wardrobe violation. Stepped out of bounds on the inbounds. Jenkins caught the inbound pass and stepped out of bounds by accident. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball. They're doing a great job on defense and preventing, you know, creating turnovers before they can get into their half-court offense. They just are not getting any points off of those turnovers. Summers into the paint. Stets thought about the baseline jumper, now kicks back. Conyers now. Worked into the post, now kick back out. Ellerby fires the three. She makes it. 17-11, 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. That's what they need to do, start putting up points. Nielsen. Spurchise. Nielsen again, top of the key. Conyers in her face, now trying to get down low. They get into the post with Boyle. And she picks up her sixth point of the game. Conyers drives to the basket, gets fouled. That'll be the second on Spurchise. Conyers back to the free throw line. Makes the first. Dribbles. Setting up for a second free throw. Makes it. She's made four straight free throws. Pittsfield draws to within six. Jenkins. Little give and go with Nielsen. Now down low to Nielsen. Nielsen trying to bully her way to the basket and does. Six for Nielsen. Fenwick lead back up to eight. Stets kicks back to Conyers. Conyers drives. Euro step. No, too strong. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pittsfield. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball. Well, after a conversation with the officials. And now another player has to come out because of blood on the knee. That'll be Abby Jenkins who has to check out. That's the way the game this has gone. It's been a very physical game. Summers looking for somewhere to go with it. Gets it into Stets. Stets along the perimeter, tries to drive, now kicks back out. Castillo fires the jumper, got it. Pittsfield starting to look a little more comfortable on offense. 21-15, 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Ah, lazy pass there is intercepted. Here comes Ellerby. Ellerby's going to have to shut it down. She turns, fires the three ball, no good. And they're going to call a foul. I believe that's going to be on Nielsen, and that's going to be your third if that's the case. The offensive player of the year in that conference now has three fouls with 2:34 to go in the second quarter. So it's going to send Summers to the free throw line. We'll see what Coach DeBagas decides to do. Second one's good. Well, I'll tell you what. In that first quarter, this moment looked too big for Pittsfield, but they're settling in. They've cut the lead to four. Nielsen stays on the floor with her three fouls. Spurchise tries to work it to Boyle. Baseline. Kick back out. Boyle's got an open look at a three. No good. Stets grabs the rebound, gets it up to Ellerby. Ellerby across midcourt. Has Conyers in transition. She missed it. It'll be a jump ball. It's going to go to Fenwick. They'll have to go the length of the floor. But for the first time, Pittsfield had a true fast break. And Conyers just couldn't finish. Spurchise. Jenkins at the top of the key trying to go somewhere with another lazy pass. They'll get another fast break opportunity. Conyers finishes it this time. It's a two-point game. They're going to call a backcourt violation on Boyle. It's Pittsfield basketball. They get a chance to tie or take the lead. They've trailed from the beginning. Just in front of the Pittsfield bench is where this inbound will be. It's into Summers. Summers gets across midcourt, driving, kicking back out Ellerby. She drives to the basket. She pops back out, trying to look for a lane, doesn't get it, picks up her dribble, has to go to Summers. Ellerby walked in alone. They left her wide open, let her come in and lay it home. We're all square at 21. Nearly another turnover, but Spurchai is able to come away with it. Down low to Boyle. Boyle has an easy bucket. 8 for Caitlin Boyle. But the Generals are starting to get comfortable. Long 3 for Conyers. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds. Fenwick inbounds. Pittsfield pressuring them. They do get across midcourt. Jenkins trying to go somewhere with it. That pass nearly intercepted. And they get a foul on Conyers. Conyers a bit too aggressive trying to make that steal. So Asia Smith-Moody's going to come in. They're going to give Conyers a break with two fouls. Spur tries to inbound. Wide open look at a three, but didn't take it. Still worked along the perimeter. Boyle's going to try a long three. That's not her place. Battle for the rebound. Castillo comes away with it for Fenwick. Worked along the perimeter. Corner three is up and no good. Comes up short. Oh, the outlet pass to Asia Smith-Moody is too strong. 20.9 to go here in the second quarter. Fenwick up 23-21. They'll have the basketball. They can run this clock out if they want, but they got to get across midcourt first. Castillo trying to work around Smith-Moody. Gets across midcourt. Looks like they will hold for the final shot. Another lazy pass, and Pittsfield comes away with it. Up to Smith-Moody, drives to the basket, puts it home. We're all square as time expires in the first half. Asia Smith-Moody drives and puts it home, and again, this team looks scared in the first quarter. They've trailed by as many as 10. But a big second quarter for the Generals, and they are going into the locker room all tied and with the momentum. Support for this broadcast comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud supporters of Pittsfield Public School Athletics, Greylock Federal with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. The Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship, and look forward to seeing you back at Wacona Park for the 2027 season. The Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshire, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. We'll take a short time out, and we'll come back with some halftime stats coming up here on the Pittsfield Division III State Championship game on WTBR, powered by Greylock Federal Credit Union.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade, it's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television, For over 30 years,
is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV.
Hi, it's Jen Blockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday
at 8:30
on 89.7 FM.
How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need
to
support this station.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Welcome back to the Sangha Center in Lowell, Massachusetts, home of the UMass Lowell Riverhawks. And what a game this has been between Pittsfield and Bishop Fenwick. 23-23 is the score at the half. 7 points for Caprice Conyers. Virtually all of them from the free throw line. She's only got 2 points from the field. 5 points apiece for Harrelyn Castillo and Bree J. Ellerby. 3 points for Asia Smith-Moody. 2 for Kiana Summers and 1 for Maddie Stetz. On the other side of the ledger for Bishop Fenwick, 8 points for Caitlin Boyle, who's been as advertised. Celia Nielsen, the Pittsfield defense, has done a good job with her so far. She's only got 6. 3 points for Abby Jenkins, 2 points for Reese Burchies, and 4 points for Brittany Figuski. Bishop Fenwick, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Pittsfield High, 9 of 14. We said how important free throws were going to be for the Generals. We've been talking about it all season, and after a not-so-great first quarter, they've picked it up here in the second. And, you know, just a poor first quarter in general, only 5 points scored. They looked very uncomfortable. They looked out of place. They looked like a team that, you know, didn't belong here and was going to get blown out. But they've came back from 10 down with an impressive 18-point second quarter. They're comfortable in this game, and it's Bishop Fenwick now who's going to have to make the transitions and make the changes in style, because Pittsfield would love it to keep going like this. And we'll see what happens. Second half coming up again. 9 of 14 from the free throw line. Pittsfield very impressive there so far. And then we are all square at 23-23. We'll take a short timeout. And we will be back with the second half coming up here on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee. This broadcast is powered by Greylock Federal Credit Union.
Cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. news and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television. Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years.
Hi, it's Jen Blocker. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need
to
support this
station. Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus. Every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I'll swear as we head to the third quarter, 23-23, Pittsfield and Bishop Fenwick. Bob Heck here with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, this was a 10-point game for Fenwick. They were leading by 15-5. They had led throughout. And Pittsfield able to tie it up. They had a great second quarter. Again, they just looked very uncomfortable in that first quarter. A team they haven't seen before. And you know what? They played well in that first quarter. They just couldn't get anything to, any buckets to fall. But they started falling in the second. No real foul trouble for Pittsfield. Caprice Conyers has two fouls. Celia Nielsen, leading scorer for Bishop Fenwick. She's got three fouls. Two fouls for Reese Spurchise. And here we go. Pittsfield will start the third quarter with the basketball. Summers quickly to the basket. Nearly stripped. Turns around, fires, no good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Ellerby, to Stets. And they'll slow things down and start over again. Stets kicks back out. Summers taking advantage of that clock. Castillo. Conyers too far underneath when she tried that shot. Fenwick with the basketball. Nielsen, Jenkins moves baseline, loses the handle, it goes out of bounds, it'll be Pittsfield basketball. Conyers gets the inbound pass, gets across midcourt. Probably could have driven to the bucket there if she wanted to. Passes it off to Stets, gets the ball back. Ellerby, she starts and stops. Now Stets in the corner. To Castillo. Back to Conyers. 10 on the shot clock. Stets. They're no closer to the basket than when they started. Baseline jumper. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to Fenwick.
Possession goes to Fenwick.
We are situated right behind the Fenwick student section. There's a strip there. Conyers going to walk in alone and give Pittsfield the first lead of the evening. 25-23, Pittsfield with the lead. Nielsen spins, moves inside. They're going to call the kick ball off of Harlan Castillo's leg. So it'll stay with Fenwick. 26 seconds on the shot clock. Crusaders will inbound from right underneath their own basket. Looking for somewhere to go. Goes into the corner to Spurchise. Conyers all over her. Pass to Boyle. Gets knocked away. They're going to say she stepped out of bounds. It'll be Pittsfield basketball. Conyers across midcourt. Through the legs. Drives inside, kicks back out. Summers wide open, looking at a three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball, real quick jump ball, and that's going to be general basketball. So Pittsfield will inbound from underneath their own bucket. I believe both teams still have their full allotment of timeouts, all five. Stets loses it, and Pittsfield will maintain possession. Harold and Castillo to inbound right in front of Christy Conyers. Into Ellerby. Now Caprice Conyers moves into the paint, puts it off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound. Oh, they go. They call the late foul there. I couldn't believe they were going to let that obvious shove go, but they didn't. Viguski picks up her second foul. And that'll send the Generals back to the free throw line. It'll be Kiana Summers, who's 2 for 2 so far. Smith Moody going to come in for Stets. Summers. Back iron, and it falls. Summers had 19 in that quarterfinal game, or the semifinal game against Aponequit, most since her sophomore year. Pittsfield bringing full pressure now. Nielsen stuck in the corner. Jenkins, that's intercepted. Castillo. Smith Moody, she's going to step back, thought about taking the three. Now goes into the post for Castillo, swung back out. Conyers at the top of the key. Ellerby into the corner for Summers, takes a step in, puts it up, no good. Castillo gets the offensive rebound, pass inside to Conyers. Conyers gets rejected, they're going to call a foul. And that's going to be the second on Boyle. The Fenwick fans are really upset about that, and I think they may have a point. But it'll send Conyers back to the free throw line. Misses the first. Conyers steps all the way back beyond the top of the key to just compose herself. Comes up short on the second. Nielsen. Boyle gets across midcourt. Now Boyle into the post, fires from the free throw line, makes it. Caitlin Boyle in double digits. She's got 10. Conyers goes behind the back. Now goes to Summers. Ellerby. Asia Smith-Moody, corner three. No. And Summers goes down hard again. She's having a lot of trouble getting back into the play. Down the other end now, Spurchise moves inside, no good. Boyle pulls down the rebound, gets fouled, it doesn't fall. So Summers came all the way back to pick up the foul, and she is down on the ground. favor in that ankle. Now she's just trying to tie her shoe and get back to her feet. So it's Boyle to the free throw line for a pair. Misses the first. Second one is up and good. 27-26, Pittsfield with the lead, 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Summers looks no worse for wear now as she brings the ball up court. Spins into the paint, kicks back out. Castillo for three, comes up short, no good. Defensive rebound by Boyle. Here comes Fenwick the other way, tried to get it to Nielsen, overthrew her, it'll be back to Pittsfield. So Pittsfield will inbound from underneath. They'll have to go the distance of the court. Conyers to Castillo. Castillo moves inside, now kicks back out. Working along the perimeter is Summers. Now Smith Moody in the corner. Now she drives inside, kicks back out. Conyers for three, missed it. This cold shooting starting up again and transition. Great play by Conyers to come back and steal it from Nielsen. Smith Moody. Her pass was nearly picked off. She gets it back over to Summers. Ellerby thought about it. Now Conyers, 20 on the shot clock. Worked along the perimeter. Smith Moody for three. That's no good. Conyers could have saved it and then sort of thought maybe it was out off of Fenwick, and then she touched it herself. So here in the third quarter, the scoring is 4-3 in favor of Pittsfield. Not exactly high scoring. Jenkins swung around the perimeter over to Figuski in the corner. Nielsen drives, gets fouled. That'll be the first on Harrell and Castillo. So Nielsen will head to the free throw line for a pair. She's got 6 points. This will be her first trip to the free throw line tonight. Makes the first. We're all square at 27. The second one's good as well. Fenwick takes the lead back for the first time here in the second half. Conyers, Euro step, no good. Stets off the glass and in. Pittsfield back on top, 29-28. Has a person underneath, but Nielsen's gonna go up herself. And we have a timeout on the floor. And it's going to be Bishop Fenwick's timeout. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Fenwick 30, Pittsfield 29. Support for this broadcast comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud supporter of Pittsfield Public School Athletics. Greylock Federal with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. The Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship, and look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand new Wacona Park. And the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. You're listening to the Division III Girls State Championship game between Pittsfield and Bishop Fenwick on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Pittsfield scored the first 4 points here in the third quarter. They've been trading points back and forth ever since. Fenwick with a 30-29 lead. Tysha Castillo checks back into the game for Bishop Fenwick. Now they're ratcheting up the pressure a little bit, but Conyers has no problem with that. Gets it over to Castillo. Castillo turns in the paint. Probably could have gone at the basket if she wanted to. Conyers, she drives inside, kicks over to Castillo. Didn't get a clean grab, and her shot is no good. Fenwick across midcourt. Taisha Castillo kicks into the corner for Figuski. Figuski thought about the three, now drives inside, picks up her dribble, has to go over to Spurchise. Corner three the other way, and she makes it. Abby Jenkins. Pittsfield looks tentative here in the third. Stets fires. That missed everything. She steps out of bounds, though. Break for Pittsfield. It's a smart play by Asia Smith-Moody, who attacked like she was going after that rebound and then just stopped, forcing her outside and having to step out of bounds. So Pittsfield with the ball underneath their own bucket. Stets. Sloppy pass. Fenwick comes away with it. Spurchise worked inside. Nielsen with a pretty spin move. 6-point lead for Fenwick. Summers fires the three. That's back iron. No good. Defensive rebound for Fenwick. This is starting to get away from the Generals a little bit. Off the glass, no good, but she'll go to the free throw line. And that's going to be on Maddie Stetzer, second. And that's going to send Caitlin Boyle back to the free throw line. Boyle is 1-for-2 there so far. Makes the first one. Second one's good. 8-0 run for the Crusaders. Ellerby. Summers. Summers drives inside. Over to Stets. Stets goes up and misses. They haven't made their shots here in the third quarter. Boyle turns, fires, rejected. Gets her own rebound, though. Again, no good. Here comes Nielsen, who puts it home. Nielsen. 14 for Nielsen. Conyers wanted the foul there. She's not going to get it. And Fenwick coming back again. This has been an awful third quarter for the Generals. Only 6 points scored. And trapped in the corner. And that's where you got to use a timeout. You got to use a timeout there. And Fenwick takes the steal and continues to pile it on. Spurchise makes it a 12-point game. So Smith-Moody coming back into the game. 7.4 seconds to go here in the third. Clock running. Conyers passed it off. They're not going to get a shot off. Nobody knew how much time was left. Nobody knew how much time was left. And a 12-0 run to finish the third quarter for Bishop Fenwick. They've got a 41-29 lead. We will be back with the fourth quarter coming up here on 89.7 WTBR. It's the Division III state championship game powered by Greylock Federal Credit Union.
For over four decades, Berkshire AHEC has been serving the health education needs of Berkshire County. We offer Massachusetts food allergen training, the Berkshire AHEC Health Scholars Program at BCC, medical interpreter training, and the Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. For more information, visit our website, berkshireahec.org, or call us at 413-842-5160. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back to the Tsongas Arena here in Lowell, the Tsongas Center. It is the D3 State Championship game, Pittsfield and Bishop Fenwick. These two teams went into the locker room all square at 23. Pittsfield even had some momentum at that point, you could argue. But Bishop Fenwick puts up 18 points in the third quarter. Pittsfield can only manage six. And Fenwick is in command. 41-29 your score. Fenwick will start with the basketball, and the Generals need a stop here in the worst possible way. Lousy first quarter, lousy third quarter for Pittsfield. Great second quarter got them back into this, but now they're going to need another big quarter here in the fourth. Fenwick with the basketball. Jenkins. Boyle drives inside, nearly has it taken away, turns, fires, no good. Pittsfield gets the stop. Now they need some points. Smith Moody in transition. Puts it home. Oh, they needed that. Smith Moody with five. She's been terrific here in this game off the bench. Nielsen to Castillo. A little give and go there. Nielsen doesn't drive. And she gets the ball back at the top of the key. Tries to go to Boyle in the post. Boyle double-teamed, and she travels. So Pittsfield basketball. Conyers drives in the paint. I'd love to see her go to the bucket with that. Castillo in the paint. Kicked over, swung around. Ellerby going to fire the three. Over everything, and it'll be a jump ball, and it's going to stay with Pittsfield. Reese Burchise checking back into the game for Castillo. So now the only Castillo we'll be discussing is Harrelyn Castillo for Pittsfield. Conyers. They're going to call, oh my God. They're going to call a charge on Conyers. Oh, that's a brutal call right there. So it'll be Fenwick basketball. That's her third foul. Into Boyle. Boyle, that pass is nearly intercepted, but Fenwick comes away with it. That time it's intercepted. Conyers going to drive inside on Boyle again. Takes contact, no call. And Fenwick is going to take a timeout. Support for this broadcast comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud supporters of Pittsfield Public School Athletics, Greylock Federal. With multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online anytime at greylock.org. Support also comes from the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship and look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand new Wacona Park. And the Boys and Girls Club of Pittsfield, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been here helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. 14 points for Celia Nielsen. 13 for Caitlin Boyle. Both of them have come as advertised. 9 points for Caprice Conyers, leading the way for Pittsfield. Asia Smith-Moody with big 5 points off the bench. They couldn't hit a shot to save their lives in the first quarter. They were making everything in the second, and then they couldn't hit a thing in the third. Generals trail by 10, 41-31. 6:31 to go in this ballgame. They're going to look to attack this inbound pass, but Fenwick able to get it in. And they get across midcourt. Nielsen slowing things down. Jenkins. Nielsen. Still along the perimeter. It's stripped by Conyers. Conyers going to take it in alone. Puts it down. That's 11 for Caprice Conyers. Pittsfield draws to within 8. Nielsen across midcourt. Need another stop here. Drives. Tries to go to Boyle. Boyle kicks back out. Nielsen moves inside. Puts it up. She's going to draw a foul. And that's going to be on Conyers. And that'll be her fourth foul. And that puts the Generals in a really, really bad spot. You can't really afford to take Conyers out of the game. Missed free throw there. They're going to take Conyers out of the game. So Stets is going to check back in for Conyers and her four fouls. And again, you trail by 8. Do you release the hounds? Or, well, you trail by 9 now as Nielsen makes that second free throw. Ellerby drives inside, puts it up at the glass. No good. They can't get things to fall. It wasn't a bad look. They're going to call a foul on... They're going to call it on Fenwick, and that's going to be on Caitlin Boyle. So that'll be her third. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball underneath their own bucket. Generals trail by 9, 5:33 to go in the game. Ellerby. Smith-Moody. Stats all along the perimeter. Smith-Moody fires the 3. She makes it. Oh, if she heats up, watch out. It's a 6-point game. 5:13 to go. Boyle. Across midcourt. Now Nielsen. Figuski. Pittsfield needs another stop here. Down low. Could have gone for the bucket with it. Corner 3 for Jenkins. Abby Jenkins puts it down. What a great response. That ball nearly turned over. Summers moves inside. Puts up the jumper. Missed everything. And... it's going to be a foul on Smith Moody. That might have been Pittsfield's best shot to get back into it. It's a 9-point lead with 4:42 to go. Fenwick taking their time getting across midcourt. Nielsen gets there just before the 10-second violation. Spurchies, top of the key, kick back out to Boyle. Now into the post for Nielsen. That pass knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Fenwick. From the baseline, looking for somewhere to go with it, goes deep back to Spurchies. Good pass underneath, but just can't finish. Now it's kicked back out. Boyle picks up her dribble. To Figuski. Figuski fires the 3 at the buzzer. That's no good. Ball stays in bounds. Oh, it's going to be Fenwick basketball. Tough break there. Smart play. She basically... jumped up and threw it off of Harold Castillo. Looked like it had stayed in bounds initially. Pittsfield gets the turnover anyways. Ellerby. Cross midcourt. Ball slapped out of bounds. Clock starting to become an enemy for the Generals. 3:54 to go in the game. They still trail by 9. It's 45-36. Ellerby with the basketball. Summers turns. Puts it up. Puts it home. Very smooth. 6-4 Summers in this game. Pittsfield draws to within 7. Trying to create some traffic to get a 10 Second violation, they don't get it. Slowing things down, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Fenwick. 20 seconds left on the shot clock, 3:28 to go in the game. Little give and go there with Nielsen. Nielsen drives to the basket, puts it up. No good. Nobody was going for the rebound, though. They were just very casual with it, and Nielsen just punches it back out, gets a fresh 35. Good heads-up play by Nielsen. She moves inside. In and out, no good. Gets her own rebound again. Conyers going to check back into this game at the next whistle. Worked into the corner. Boyle, no good. Pittsfield comes away with it. They're going to call a foul on Spurchies. So that's going to bring Caprice Conyers back into the game with 2:49 to go. And she'll get the inbound pass. Generals trail by 7. Oh, a lazy pass there, and they're going to trail by more now. Oh, but Conyers comes back and strips it. Conyers quickly into the corner. Smith Moody thought about it. They're going to put some points up quick, though. Summers to Smith Moody, travels. Time starting to run out on the Pittsfield Generals. 2:27 to go. It's a 7-point game. Fenwick going to slow things down. Figuski gets across midcourt. And Fenwick is going to take a timeout. 2:17 to go. Fenwick with a 45-38 lead. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. It's the Division III state championship game powered by Greylock Federal Credit Union.
The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention recognizes that everyone has a role at saving lives. Through ongoing discussion and education, we may be able to recognize the warning signs and understand how to confidently address the subject of suicide in order to save lives. It takes just one person to offer hope and save a life. Contact the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention at berkshirecoalition.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire.
.45-38, Bishop Fenwick with the lead. 2:17 to go in the game. Celia Nielsen with 15 points in this game. Abby Jenkins, a huge three-pointer here in the fourth quarter as Pittsfield was starting to climb back into it. Fenwick with the basketball in a 7-point lead, 2:17 to go. Into Boyle. Boyle to Nielsen. That is nearly intercepted. It is intercepted. Conyers quickly to the basket. Eurostep puts it up and in. What a pretty move. 5-point game under 2 minutes. Nielsen trying to get across midcourt. Does just in time. Boyle. Top of the key, looking for Nielsen. Nielsen cuts and gets fouled. I don't hate that foul. I don't hate that foul at all. They knocked down Nielsen, who was probably, who had all the momentum going to the basket, was probably going to put that down now that she's going to make a free throw or two. She makes the first. Minute 37 to go. This free throw will make it a 3-possession game if she can make it. And they see a little blood on her knee. That one referee, she's a bloodhound. She just picks it out from a mile away. It's like she's spotting dimes. All right, now they're going to, are they cleaning blood off the floor? What are we doing here? So, I've never seen so many stoppages. Now they're going to clean, they're going to clean the blood up off the floor. And it's not much. I mean, we're not, we're talking a drop or two. All right, so we have sanitized the floor. It's a good thing it's a wood floor. If it was one of those glass floors from the Big 12 tournament, I think it would be a little harder getting the blood out of it. You'd have to bring the Windex out. All right, big free throw for Nielsen. Second to two, makes it. No problem. It's a seven-point game again. Minute 36 to go. Summers got to score on this possession. Ellerby off the glass and in. Generals aren't dead yet. Five-point game, minute 23 to go. Goes behind the back, loses the handle. Here come the Generals. Summers spins in the paint, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Conyers gets the offensive rebound. She drives, she puts it off the glass. That is good. It's a three-point game with a minute 5 to go. And Fenwick is going to take a timeout. Unbelievable. Bree J. Ellerby puts up two. Boyle tried to go behind the back with a dribble like she's done several times to get across midcourt in this game. She falls to the ground. No call. Summers picks it up. She drives. She can't finish. Conyers gets the rebound. She does finish. So now it's a one-possession game with a minute 3 to go. 6 points here in the fourth quarter for Caprice Conyers. She's got 15 in this game. Smith Moody has 8. 17 for Celia Nielsen for Bishop Fenwick. And Abby Jenkins, that three-pointer is looming large right now. But it's going to be Fenwick basketball, a minute 3 to go. Pittsfield just has to play defense. They don't have to foul yet. Looking to go somewhere with it. Gets it into Boyle. Boyle gets across midcourt. Under a minute to go. Castillo tried to go for the steal. Boyle, that's nearly intercepted. Wide open look at a three. She travels! She travels. Pittsfield going to have an opportunity with 50.5 seconds to go. They don't need three right now, but they got to get points on this possession. Summers moves into the paint, kicks over. Conyers, top of the key, goes over to Ellerby. Ellerby gets fouled. Ooh, wow, that is a soft foul in this spot. Oh, my. It's going to be the fourth on Celia Nielsen. Third team foul. Pittsfield does not have any fouls to give. So they'll send Fenwick to the free throw line the rest of the way. Ball inbounded. About 3 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Conyers fires inside to Castillo, and Pittsfield High going to take a timeout. 47-44, 25.8 seconds to go, 22 seconds on the shot clock. And we'll be back with the finish of this game coming up in just a moment here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. It's the Division III state championship game powered by Greylock Federal Credit Union.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
One, two, three, 25.8 seconds to go in the ball game. Pittsfield trails by three, 47-44. They'll have the basketball. 22 left on the shot clock, so the 2-for-1 is off the board. Do you hold and try and get the three? Do you try and score quickly? It's into Conyers. Conyers nearly threw it away. Castillo drives to the basket, puts it up, no good. Tons of contact, no call. And now a timeout for Fenwick. So now they're going to have to foul. Pittsfield, again, no fouls to give. So they'll send Fenwick to the free throw line. I would think they're going to try and get the ball in the hands of Celia Nielsen. Well, let's see, is 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Abby Jenkins is 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Caitlin Boyle, 3 of 4. Oh, that was tough. They're going to try and make a play on the inbound pass. That would be the most ideal situation for the Generals. A lot of contact at the basket as Castillo drove. No call. It's been sort of inconsistent, the officiating, on both sides. Certainly no one's going to go home from this one saying the refs put him in a bad spot. A couple of questionable calls, but they've gone both ways. All right, the Crusaders come back onto the court. They'll have to go the distance of the court. Pittsfield's going to try and steal this pass and then foul immediately if they aren't able to do so. And they quickly get it into Jenkins. What are you waiting for? You got a foul. What are you waiting for? You got a foul. They get across midcourt. Finally foul Nielsen. I don't know why they let Abby Jenkins hang out in the corner. Maybe they were trying to induce a 10-second violation, but that wouldn't have done it much good. Nielsen back at the free throw line. Makes the first, and this, that might do it. Fenwick sending their people all the way back, so it'll just be 4 Generals at the block for this second free throw. Makes the second. You got to get a quick three right now. You got to get a quick three right now. Kicked into the corner. Ellerby for three. Missed it. And the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders are your Division III state champions. Well, the comeback bid comes up short. You're going to point to the first and third quarters of this one as to how this game went. And I told you at the beginning, 50 was the magic number for Pittsfield to get to. Fenwick has allowed 50 or more points 3 times this year. They're 0-3 in those games, and they would have been 0-4 if Pittsfield could have gotten to 50 in this one. But they only get to 44, and it is the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders, your Division III state champion. Still a hell of an effort from Pittsfield High. There's obviously some hugging, a lot of people upset on the floor. It's those 4 seniors. It's going to be tough to lose them, and they all came up. They deserve to win that title. But those things that have been creeping up on them all season long, the missed free throws and just the missed shots, the times where the offense just goes away. It went away in the first and the third quarter. They came back in the second, but they just couldn't come back from the hole they dug themselves in the third. Well, congratulations to the Pittsfield Generals on a terrific season. They are the state runner-up in Division III, and congratulations to Bishop Fenwick. They are the D3 state champions. And before we sign off tonight, I want to once again congratulate the Hoosick Valley Hurricanes boys. They beat Holbrook 91-76. They win the tournament from the 8th seed. So Berkshire County does have a champion. It is the Hoosick Valley Hurricanes. All right, that's going to wrap us up here from the Songus Center. For everyone back in Pittsfield helping to get this back on, get this on the air and get things going. I'm Bob Heck. Have a terrific night.